on Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out, we are discussing health tips for the beginning of the school year. Does your child's school have all the correct information in case of an emergency? Are your children's health records up to date if enrolling them in school for the first time? Have you checked with state law to see what vaccinations are required? As we continue our month focusing on back to school, let's clear some clutter by setting up a system to be healthy for the school year.
Are you overwhelmed by clutter, looking to organize your life? Do you feel stuck and are ready for a change? Every Tuesday at 1 p.m., join award-winning professional organizer and coach Julie Caraccio on Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out as she supports you in navigating the waters of decluttering your life and getting organized. Julie thinks outside the box and examines clutter in all areas, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, energetic, and more. Ready to live a more joyful and fulfilling life?
Back to school usually means school supplies, new clothes, and new routines. A healthy child makes for a better school year. Let's start the year off right by creating a plan for healthy kids. These are suggestions, and I encourage you to do your own research as well as have conversations with your pediatrician. Exams. When planning the school year, plan your child's exams. First up, eye exams. It has been estimated that as much as 80% of the learning a child does is visual. Reading, writing, chalkboard work, and using computers are tasks students perform daily. When a child's vision is off, education and participation in sports can suffer. According to the American Optometrists Association, school-aged children need an exam every 2 years if they have no visual problems. If your child requires eyeglasses or contact lenses, schedule visits annually. Eye protection should also be addressed to all student athletes, especially in certain high-risk sports. Thousands of children suffer sports-related eye injuries each year, and nearly all can be prevented by using the appropriate protective eyewear. It is also important for all children to protect their eyes from damage caused by ultraviolet, radiation, and sunlight. Sunglasses are needed to protect the eyes outdoors. Annual doctor's appointment. Before the start of the school year is the perfect time for a recommended annual wellness exam. Some of the things that are conducted during the exam include height and weight measurements, immunization shots, take a blood pressure and pulse, heart rate and rhythm reading, check the heart, lungs, abdomen, ears, nose, and throat, evaluate your child's posture, joints, strength, and flexibility, and answer any questions about your child's well-being. A well child exam can also provide a sports clearance for kids participating in high school sports. A sports physical can help athletes find out and deal with health problems that might interfere with their participation in a sport. The doctor may have training tips to avoid injuries, for instance, recommending specific exercises. Bring any sports or school required forms to your appointment. Children involved in school athletic programs may receive a sports-specific exam through the school. Cholesterol screening. It's recommended that all children be screened for high cholesterol at least once between the ages of 9 and 11 years and again between ages 17 and 21 years. Dental appointments. Regular dental exams are an important part of preventative health care. Dental exams give your child's dentist a chance to provide tips on caring for your child's teeth as well as detect any problems early when they're most treatable. I have a friend that has spent over $50,000 on his teeth because they didn't catch problems early, he didn't regularly take care of his teeth, and now as an adult, he's suffering. So preventative is definitely the best measure in this instance. The American Academy of Pediatric Dentistry recommends scheduling regular dental checkups, with the most common interval being every 6 months. However, the dentist might recommend fewer or more frequent visits depending on your child's risk factors for oral health problems. Preparing for checkups. Talk with your child before the appointment about what to expect. Do not discuss shots prior to their appointment, as this could cause unnecessary worry. I had to have surgery unexpectedly, and I was really stressed out about getting the anesthesia. It was one of those things. I was very fortunate that they said on Friday, we're going to get you into surgery, and we had the surgery on Wednesday. If I had a lot more time to think about the anesthesia, I would have been more stressed out. I'm going to suggest discussing shots during the appointment with your child. Research has shown that parents who have a positive, calm, and reassuring approach have children with less hysterical fussing and crying. Time your child's appointment. Schedule exams for a time of day when your child is well rested and most likely to be cooperative. Be positive, calm, and reassuring. Listen to your child. Encourage your child to share any fears he or she might have. Address their concerns.
Do you declutter and then in no time you find yourself surrounded by clutter again? Have you tried to let go of your clutter but just don't know how? Are you stuck when it comes to releasing clutter? Are clearing the clutter inside and out, releasing and affirming MP3s support you in all areas of your life? Physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, and energetic. Learn more at reawakenyourbrilliance.com.
Preventative actions. Stress, pink eye, lice, and strep throat are usually a part of childhood. Here are some preventative measures you can take. The American Academy of Pediatrics advises against jumbo backpacks. Never more than 20% of the child's body weight. Those books can add up. Some children even prefer a rolling backpack like a wheeled suitcase. Make sure the backpack has wide straps and a padded back. Parents must also be sure that the child has sufficient sleep, usually 8 hours for a growing child and even more for a teen. And the children should go off with a good breakfast. Sometimes kids can eat at school too, but nutrition helps the child to focus and concentrate. The San Francisco Center for Disease Protection recommends some healthy habits to prevent germs and infectious diseases from spreading. Handle and prepare food safely. Wash hands, utensils, and surfaces often when preparing any food, especially raw meat. Always wash fruits and vegetables. Cook and keep foods at proper temperatures. Don't leave food out. Refrigerate promptly. Wash hands often. Clean and disinfect commonly used surfaces. Cough and sneeze into your sleeve. Don't share personal items that can't be disinfected, like toothbrushes and razors, or sharing towels between washes. Get vaccinated. You should get some vaccinations in childhood, some as an adult, and some for special situations like pregnancy and travel. Make sure you and your family are up to date on your vaccinations. It is important to know what the laws are in your state. I have a friend who did not vaccinate her child in New Hampshire. Her child was allowed to enter school because she objected to vaccinations for religious reasons. Avoid touching wild animals. And stay home when sick. Easy access. Enter insurance ID, group number, and pediatrician information into your cell phone or address book. Both are always needed when filling out school forms and after-school activities. Have them where you can find them easily and effortlessly. ICE. Make sure the school has emergency contacts if you cannot be reached. Make sure they also have a copy of health insurance information, doctor's names and numbers, and any allergies and medications taken regularly. Keep this information if you carry a planner or smartphone. ICE is an acronym that is used for people to locate information. Keep a copy somewhere in your home if someone else needs access, such as your command center or the refrigerator. Also, you might want to reference Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out, episode number 96, Organizing Medical and Health Records, released on February 2nd for more tips. You will want to update this information at the beginning of the school year or whenever there is a change. Takeaways from today's podcast. When planning the school year, plan your child's exams, vision, wellness, dental, and sports. Develop healthy habits to prevent germs and infectious disease from spreading, such as washing your hands often and coughing and sneezing into your sleeve. Make sure the school has a copy of health insurance information, doctor's names and numbers, and any allergies and medications taken regularly. Go out, clear the clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire.
Ready to clear clutter and share your gifts with the world? The journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step, so what step will you take today? Sign up for our newsletter and receive a free copy of our 10 Steps to Clearing Clutter. Julie Caraccio provides coaching, professional organizing and speaking, organizing classes, positive affirmations, and her unique How to Declutter Your Life course. Learn more at reawakenyourbrilliance.com. Subscribe to Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out and join us next Tuesday at 1 p.m.